Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring in Graham Glasgow, Denver Broncos, former, or I say former, you're always a Michigan man, right, Graham?
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We're live with Graham Glasgow from the Denver Broncos. Michigan, really just kind of wanted to touch base with you real quick. Some news broke, Graham, during the program of the college football playoff expanding from 4 to 12 teams in 2026. What do you have any thoughts on that? Is there anything you put any thought behind, or do you just really don't care?
It's not that I don't care. I feel like 12 just might be too much. I feel like, as it is, the four-team playoff would lead to, you know, there being two extra games played, or an extra game played, right, for these college kids. And a 12-team playoff would lead it to be, if you win the national championship or make it the national championship, that's an extra four games on top of, that's almost an NFL schedule, basically. That's 17 games if you go to the conference championship.
Yeah, that's a fantastic
So I feel like that's just too many, in a way. I always thought that eight teams would be perfect because the 1 versus the 12 team in college half the time is going to be a bloodbath anyways. So what's the point? I don't understand the difference between, like, do they really think that, like, a 9, 10, 11, 12 seed could really win? Or is this just about revenue?
I think you nailed it right there. And then that's exactly what we were saying, is that this is a revenue-driven decision more than we're thinking about the good of the game and the good of the players.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it more from a competition standpoint. I feel like it's just going to be could an upset happen? Like, yes. But, like, is it – I mean, I feel like the majority of the time it's going to be, a non-game than it would be a game.
Yeah, it could be, kind of like a bowl, one of those mid-tier bowl games. Michigan kicking off the season tomorrow against CSU. We wanted to kind of get appreciate you coming on. Wanted to get kind of a little bit of insight, taking you back to your Michigan days, and kind of prepping for that first game of the season. And what does that look like? What is that energy playing in the big house? Can you talk to us a little bit about that and share a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, sure. So when it came down to playing that first game of the year, I only had Harbaugh for 1 year. In the first game of the year, we played that. It would have been 2015. We actually played at Utah. But just historically speaking, the energy is always high, and hopes and expectations are also always high in regards to the fans. And I feel like this is how it is for a lot of programs. It's like Michigan, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Georgia, all these teams think that, Notre Dame, even if they're wrong, they all think that they're going to go undefeated that year and win the national championship. So I think it, as you said, the energy should be high, and I think it's going to be fun to watch, even if it's not always a game.
Now, Graham, just going back, wanted to hear about your decision going to Michigan. You had a lot of opportunities, it sounds like, with your parents' background, that you could have gone to other schools, a lot of educational opportunities. If you look at your, through Michigan, you were kind of the top of your education, academic, all Big Ten. What was your thought going to Michigan and majoring in economics and just deciding to go that route with the school?
So I was actually going to go to Ohio State. They had pre-admitted me into the business program. And that was what I really wanted to do, was business stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to be a walk-on anyway, so I didn't know if football was really going to work out to begin with. So I was just trying to make sure that I could, be in the best shape after college that I possibly could be. And then all the stuff happened with Ohio State, with Tressel, and then I was while I was thinking about my future outside of football, I was I didn't want to be a leftover walk-on for a new coach who ended up being Urban Meyer. So I was just at that point in time, I decided to not go to Ohio State, and that was supposed to be 2.5 weeks before I was supposed to go there, actually be on campus. So I decided between Minnesota and Michigan, I chose to go to Michigan, and everything worked out.
That was a great choice. And it sounds like you finished up, actually, you got your master's in economics, if I'm correct. How was it playing, though, with your brothers? I mean, obviously, you played with them growing up. How was it, though, playing with them at such a high level at the University of Michigan? And how was the competition playing against your brother, Ryan, when you were in practice?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I think that it kind of gave me somebody who's like a built-in friend. And, I mean, Ryan was only 1 year younger than me.
Yeah.
So in school and life. So he was there basically once I finished my first year. And I just felt like it was nice to have some familiarity there. But on the competition side of things, I don't think I would go harder against my brother because he was my brother. I felt like, if anything, maybe I like subconsciously maybe went a little harder versus the guys who he was supposed to be competing for a job against,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take it easy on him by any means. But I had no intentions of ever like making him look bad. It was always just, you know, trying to get the job done. And then if he won one every now and again, then good for him.
Denver Broncos, Graham Glasgow. Graham, question for you. So in the NFL locker rooms, you know, how does the alma mater fit into the picture? Like, do you guys get a lot of college? I know there's different colleges that'll send, bags of just, you know, all kinds of drip and everything that you guys can get there so you can represent their brand in the NFL and the locker room and whatnot. Is that something that, that you guys kind of go back and forth a little bit on? And you know, maybe this week, if you had somebody that played at CSU, that you guys would kind of go back and forth about?
Probably. I mean, but at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of guys are realistic about their teams. You know, like, I don't think there's like a person in there who would be like, man, I think my team's going to win like every single week unless they go to like, you know, Alabama or Ohio State, maybe Georgia. But I mean, like, the majority of the time, I feel like people are very realistic. Like, well, except for the Texas guys. But I love that shit. But yeah, so I mean, I think that there is like some friendly banter going back and forth, but the majority of the time, it's all like, as I said, like it's all usually pretty tame. Nothing like too bad.
Well, you know, we appreciate you coming on. Last question before we got to go. The Denver Broncos, the culture real quick. I just wanted to throw a question at you there. What's been kind of the biggest shift, if any, with the new staff in place and new faces on the roster?
That's a good question. I think that what it just comes down to is, when you talk about culture, I feel like people point towards things that's usually like, an emphasis on doing your job or an emphasis on this or preparation or this, that, or the other thing. But I feel like in order to get to the NFL in the first place, it comes down to, I mean, you need to do your job and you need to be able to prepare unless you're just like a freak athlete. So I don't think it's like a renewed interest in those things. I think that what it just comes down to is, it's hard to say, but throughout camp, it seems like guys have gone out there and made plays that in years prior things haven't, you know, those plays haven't been made. So hopefully that continues, and that's all I can really say. And I mean, if you want to build a culture of winning, the very first thing that I feel like has to come in, it's almost like a chicken or the egg type thing, right? Like, do the wins come first or do the culture comes first? Sometimes I think it comes at the same time. So hopefully that's what kind of shifts here this year.
Well, we love it, and hopefully all of that does galvanize for you guys. Best of luck this season, Graham. Thanks for talking a little bit of Michigan football with us and sharing those experiences. And, you know, like I said, good luck this season.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Graham.
No worries.
Be well.
Graham Glasgow right there, Denver Broncos, former Michigan, or still a Michigan man.
Yeah, he's a Michigan. If you know, I watch his Twitch channel a lot. You will always see him in a Michigan shirt or, you know, a Bronco shirt.
Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we've got another segment. We're bringing on a TCU grad, and they got a big game today at Folsom Field against CU and your Buffs. But we're going to talk some TCU and get some more college experience straight from a former Bronco and now Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Austin Schlotman. It's a Fan Cave right here, College Football Edition on Mile High Sports.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.